Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Hanging out with the water. Hartley, Mary Lou, Zani Zikwele, mama of Bane, the cutest damn bulldog in the whole wide world. No, Bane is a bulldog, right?
No, he's
it's a
Labrador.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. Labrador.
The cutest Labrador.
When are you guys going to invite?
Yeah, you know, like.
We've had Mary Lou's Labradors here regularly, oh, buddy.
How many do you have?
I only have one.
One, oh yeah, and they're a handful.
Yes, no,
and he looks like. Because my one, he's so smart now, he's realized that he looks like the painting. So when he's naughty, he hides and he blends in with the house. So I don't see him. So he's got this corner. He's so smart now. He knows the corner that I'll never look for, and he just blends in. Like in the dark, he just goes and blends in. And I'm like, this guy. Because he eats everything. You know, they chew anything.
Okay, well, I have a Goldie, so they're even worse. They actually eat
everything.
Besides
even
still.
More.
Yeah.
Besides still. He ate his own house.
Oh, he's, my gosh, yeah, really? Jeez.
His dog, like, his door is hanging.
But they're so cute. They're the most loving dogs ever, this breed.
Sometimes.
Why does not convinced?
No, I'm totally convinced, but I'm a cat person, so.
Oh,
yeah.
I love my cat.
One of those. How does a dog person take it when someone says they're a cat person? And how does a cat person take it when someone says they're a dog person?
No, I'm not anti-dogs. It's just that I prefer cats because they suit our lifestyle better.
Okay.
Because we don't believe in having dogs in the house and everything like that. And I would never leave a dog outside, so therefore we will never have dogs.
And plus, like, I like all animals, but I feel like I'm more of a dog person because I'd like to have a pet that actually wants to interact with me, like, all the time.
Yeah.
My cat, my one cat is like a dog. He interacts with me all the time. He climbs all over me. He'll come when you call him. He actually, like, listens. He's like a dog. But the other one, yeah, she couldn't give a shit. She's a diva.
They are so disloyal cats. That's why I can't connect to them because they're so disloyal.
When you're in danger, they just look at you. They're like, okay. A dog will warn you, will fight for you. I mean, for me, I prefer an animal that loves you more than it loves itself. So even with every animal, like dolphins and everything else, I prefer them, not other animals that would attack you to try and get out of a corner. I mean, a dog, you will smack a dog, 2 seconds he's like, he's so happy to see you. You smack a cat, that thing's gonna kill you. That thing's gonna come through you and you're dead.
It's over.
Murder you.
So what's great about having the three of you in a room is that you all engage massively in an online space. And I mean, someone was telling me towards the middle of last year, and I'm really seeing it now, that, you know, blogging is where it's at, and you all are very active on an online space. I mean, Twitter is microblogging. You've all got your own websites. You all live in an online space. And a lot of people look at this blogging thing or being big online, and they just want to be big online, but they don't know what the journey is in order to accumulate a following in an online space.
Yeah.
So what are the tips and tricks to accumulating an online following?
I think the most important one is being active. And now that we have so many social media platforms, I feel like it's almost impossible if you run all of them yourself.
Yes.
So I feel I have that issue. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I forget that I have Twitter. And I don't actually post anything. I think I'm probably more active on Twitter on Thursdays because of the show. But otherwise, like, I hardly tweet stuff. And that's not good for your following.
On Twitter?
Yeah, and also on Instagram. The moment you stop posting photos a couple days for a week or two, you will noticeably see people unfollow you.
I think that's a hard one, and I try to, like, you see, the thing is, I feel it's important you have to work out a system, and you got to know, like, for me, when I started blogging, I thought, okay, right, my blog is the center, the main platform of communication, and everything else is meant to direct traffic to that and to complement that. So I've got a system in place. So when I put a blog post up, I know I'm going to then go to the FabuFit Facebook page and notify people there. Go to Twitter as well and do it, and on Instagram. So it's like a habit. You just got to get into a habit. And then added to that, you need to offer your Twitter followers as well as your Instagram followers and the Facebook followers something different. So if they're not following you on everything, they're still getting something a little different. Or if they're following you on everything, they're not going to get duplications of everything. They're going to get, so you know, on the FabuFit page, yes, there's notifications, but we also post recipes. And then on Instagram and Twitter, little health and fitness tips, because I've got a health and fitness blog. So on those platforms, they're going to see little health and fitness tips and tricks and whatever. So they're getting something different, but they're also, like, you know, so they're getting something different from everything. But it's very important to use all of it, because I think they all work together very symbiotically. Especially if you, and this is the hardest thing, if you don't buy followers, it's so important that you use all those platforms, because I don't have a hell of a lot of followers, but all my followers are genuine. I've never bought followers, and it's hard work to build up real followers.
It is.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it is. Because for me, it was quite natural. I never had a system. I just went online. I just became myself.
Mm.
For me, I gained followers and people getting to know who I am through humor, you know, because when we all came out into social media, everybody was just flirting, whatever. And I'm like, flirting what? No, jokes, you know.
Mm.
So my character first came out, people were like, okay, she's actually quite different. And I like what you said, Mary Lee, that Mary Lou. I like what you said when you say you have to be constant and be there all the time, because it's quite a quick conversation, moves all the time. It's actually a chat group that you're on. And what you're saying as well, offering something different. Don't be like anybody else. Don't try to copy anybody else, because you're going to become the second of that person, you know. You're going to be a copycat. Be who you are. That's it.
I mean, Zani, you've tweeted
273,000
times.
Oh my god.
Wow. How do you know that?
You can check. Yeah.
You tweeted 273,000 times, but you very regularly do lead a lot of the conversations that are happening on Twitter. You're in spicy Twitter quite a bit.
Yeah. I know. I just drop something and then I just sit and wait for everybody to fight, and then they all fight and squabble. Because for me, you know what? Okay, do you know how I got that far? Where I've got 200 something followers. Sorry, 270,000
tweets.
Yes, it's embarrassing. Don't repeat it.
I think it's cool.
I don't know why you say that.
Because if you
just scroll down on someone's profile and then you can see at the top there, it tells you.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, you guys. Because do you know what? A lot of people, they get on social media, they become popular, and then they stop interacting.
Mm.
Those small people that say, not small people, but those people that have got small followers, they're like, oh, we like what you say, whatever. And then I'll lol and whatever, you know. I try to be as interactive as I can.
Yeah.
And then that's why my tweets go up, because I don't like to ignore people. Because someone will be like, oh, but we were following you from the beginning. Like, all of a sudden, you're tweeting this celebrity, now you don't know who we are. Those are the things that I don't like people to see. Because as I said, it's my character there.
Yeah.
It's not something where I get paid to open that account. I opened it out of my own capacity, and then I just happened to get a lot of people that just like what I say, you know. And also, whenever there is, as you know, there is a trending topic, okay? Mm. I don't have an opinion where I say, oh, this person is wrong, whatever. We use humor to sort of drive the topic. I mean, when Sharapova was busted for drugs, I was so happy. I'm so sorry. So we were supposed to get paid more. So we were having all the jokes. We didn't make it so bad that we were picking on this girl, you know. We're just making people feel relaxed about what has happened and everything. We're just poking fun. So then you get people that joke with you, so you have to lol. Sometimes that's funny, but like, lol. You just have to be nice. And lol.
Well, your Twitter is a little bit like a WhatsApp, because you actually reply to people individually one at a time. So maybe that's how you rack it up.
Yeah, I do that.
I just want to get one-liners. On the question is, how do you find your voice online? One-liners from each of you. And then we're going to talk Sharapova, because that's on everybody's lips as well. But you all are big online. So just a one-liner on how to get bigger online.
Oh. I think the main focus on like finding yourself online is to, I know this is really difficult, but just to not follow how many people are looking at your stuff, how many people are liking your stuff, how many people are commenting on stuff.
Mm.
I mean, yes, it's relevant nowadays, especially in terms of PR, but I don't think that should be your focus, because then that actually disturbs who you are and how you act on social media.
Mm. It influences what you're putting out there, because you think, you start to do your own market research and you're not qualified. Warda?
I think I agree with Mary Lou, but I also think you need to be, you need to have a focus. Like if you know, like when I first started on Instagram, I probably could have had a way more followers had I been more focused, because I was just posting any and everything. And I find that when people see what you're about and you curate your Instagram a little bit more, then people who have the same interests of you naturally gravitates to you. Mm. And also then it comes more naturally, like with Mary Lou says, then you're not worried about how many likes and all of that stuff because you're just posting things that are you truly passionate about. You're getting people that are loyal to you that actually like what you're talking about. Mm. And that and everything just kind of grows organically, because in the time that I started curating my Instagram and curating what I put on where, I found my followers have just gone up like quite a lot in a short space of time. So had I been doing that years ago, it would be a lot further along.
For me, I'm just going to round off what they're saying. Yeah. Don't be desperate. That's it.
Because some people, you know, put out tweets that they would never say in real life, hoping for a reaction and hoping for retweets.
Exactly.
And it's not it's being disingenuous to who you are.
Exactly. Because people end up hating you, and also even on Instagram, putting up naked pictures to get guys to like you. Don't be desperate. Just be yourself.
It only works for Kim Kardashian, the naked picture thing. Sorry, we'll touch on her in a second. I got to talk Sharapova though for a second, because everybody's speaking about it. Nike withdrawing a $70 million sponsorship. She's saying she was, doing that specific drug for a long period of time. She didn't realize that the rules had changed. Zani, you look like you got opinions here.
Mm. Don't make it sound nice. She said she didn't click on the email that said the rules have changed. It took her 10 years to realize she didn't click on an email. That's what you're saying. Because that drug, because the guys that made the drug, they said that she was supposed to use it for 4 to 6 months or 6 years.
Yeah, Maldonium. She's only supposed to use it for a short amount of time, and she'd been using it for
10 years. Yeah. And the rules changed in 2016. In 2006. She only realized in 2016 that she was supposed to click on that email. Come on, guys.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like me stealing $24 million and saying, oh, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't see it. Come on. 10 years to click on an email?
It's just,
she could, and do you know what I hate the most? I'm so
sucks,
sorry.
Though. I hate it when this happens.
Do you know what I hate the most? Is that now she's getting sympathy because she came out first and she was honest about it. Mm. And Serena actually responded and she gave her props for coming out as well. She didn't say anything besides that. But I feel that girl knew what she was doing and should have been, I mean, looking at other athletes, how they've been treated, she's getting too much sympathy just because she came out first. I mean, Lance Armstrong, he was butchered.
Slated.
Marianne Jones was butchered. Mm. And her, just because she didn't click on an email? Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it's good PR. Mary Lou. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm actually a huge Serena fan, but I do love tennis, so I do like Maria anyway. But I think in these circumstances, I think there's both sides to the story. They said that the ban was in January this year only, but then I read some articles about how her, the Tennis Association, as well as, I think the club that she belongs to in Russia or whatever, they all warned them last year in September already about the upcoming ban of this drug, and she still didn't stop.
Mm.
Oh. So I think that is what, but I mean, like, I mean, big ups to her for actually coming out with it and speaking about it to the press.
Think about
Lance Armstrong. Think about Manny Pacquiao, who also got dropped by Nike. None of them held a press conference that same day and was like, guys, I'm sorry, I know what I did, I take full responsibility.
No, but that's bullshit. She was going to be exposed anyway. And she came out as damage control because somebody on her level has a publicist, has people managing her reputation and managing the fallout. So this was about managing the fallout and using the sympathy card, saying, if you come out first, you're going to get sympathy, and then it's going to polarize people's opinions of you, and then at least we can come back from it.
I agree.
She was caught, and she decided to go on the offensive about it.
But it's a good strategy. I think any human being on this planet who has a brand that she held will do something like that.
But I don't believe the whole sympathy thing. I think people shouldn't feel sympathy for her. She knew exactly what she was doing.
She was about to be exposed. She was about to be exposed, and she knew that she has to run first because that's how they play the game. Trust me, PR, that's what they do.
Yes.
Because that girl makes $30 million a year on tennis. On sponsor, on endorsements.
Yeah.
This girl is going to feel a very huge knock. I mean, she's going to feel it. But she knew that if she gets caught out, she could have lost everything. She had to save as much as she could
and
by
also
using that sympathy card. I think she's playing a very smart game.
And also,
it's good for her for doing it. It's good PR.
It's good PR. At
any human being,
smart.
What I'm saying
she's
is
smart.
Like, I don't feel like she deserves criticism for her doing damage control. I feel like it's good PR.
Okay,
any
cool.
human being on this planet would do
has
something
to
like
do
this.
PR.
It's a hustle.
I would
it's
do something.
Hustle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah.
And
any
also,
human being would do it.
And also, she knows if she came out first and she showed remorse, then obviously her ban would... It would affect the length of her ban.
How long is she banned for?
Well,
we don't know.
We don't know yet. The investigation says that it depends on her intentions. Sorry, whether she intended and she knew that she was doing this purposely to enhance her performance.
Yeah.
But the ban is generally between 2 to 4 years.
Wow. So we'll have to keep tabs. You know, we speak about showing sympathy, not showing sympathy. Even when I watched Lance Armstrong's interview with Oprah. And I walked into that interview thinking, like, what a douchebag. But they managed to make you feel sorry for them.
I know.
But then you must watch the movie about him.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you see him speak now, you feel bad for the guy. I don't know what it is. So any of them that get caught out, like, it's such a fall from grace. And you think about that young girl who goes to tennis practice every week with Maria's face plastered on her phone. And it sucks. But
I wonder how their parents are dealing with this, though. Especially like what you're saying, kids that love her. Now they have to explain she took drugs or something like that, you know, to enhance her performance. And
but
she
it
still
didn't
lost.
Even, the irony is it didn't even really enhance her performance.
It didn't.
Still kicking her ass.
No, but she's still, I mean, look at the stage that she's on still. Before anything else.
She is a social media darling. Everyone loved her. You know, she was someone that... I think everyone, well, if not majority of the people who loves the sport can relate to. As a woman, whether you love the sport or not, you can relate to Maria Sharapova. And it's someone that you wanted to be like or look up to.
Yeah. I mean, you know? She had Nike, Porsche, and what else?
Tokyo.
Oh, my
all of it.
God, like.
Very quickly, because we are running out of time, I did say we would speak about it. We've been speaking about it the whole week. I'm not surprised. Kim Kardashian took her clothes off. Everyone had opinions. What was yours opinion?
I think Kanye West is behind it. No, seriously, like, I read this article this morning where they're saying that even her responses, though not Kim Kardashian, I think he put that thing there.
He hijacked her account.
He hijacked her account. I mean, even the wording that she was using, I mean, we are all Kim Kardashian girls. We're like, yeah, we're not her. But when they put out this report, they're like, look at the wording. Look at the content of her tweets. Look at her response. She's very... Kanye West now, and Kim never says hey yo, but all of a sudden he's like hey yo. We're like, Kim, what are you doing now?
No, I agree with
you. I think Kanye's behind it.
I don't necessarily think he's physically behind it, because I know from, like, you know, from if you're married to somebody and you're with them all the time, you tend to pick up on each other's mannerisms.
Are you serious?
Yes, there's words that my husband uses, and there's that I use now, and there's stuff that I say that he now uses, and it's just about if you're that close and you're with each other all the time, you're gonna influence each other.
Yeah.
But don't you guys think that thing was photoshopped? Because I looked at the tiles, okay? Because I was following the whole thing. The tiles kind of... Because remember when Khloe took out her photo and then the door frame was like this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, the door frame was tilted.
It was tilted. So I look at the tiles and there was this blogger and like the US blogger was like, look at the tiles, look at the lotion. I'm like, this thing's kind of tilted.
I actually never saw that. I must look at it again.
Guys, I will tell you.
Don't people learn?
Please.
I don't,
don't photoshop.
Don't they learn from the past?
We've got filters, okay? Don't photoshop.
So, Zani, you're in full support of the picture though, right?
Yeah.
Wada, you are as well.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I think it's attention seeking. I think she's also...
Is it right for a mom?
I don't think it is. I think, you know, my only thing is this, right? I one day want to be a mother, and I would hate my kids to be teased on the playground with naked pictures of me, because I'm not going to be there to defend myself or to shield my child from that and to give them the right answers. Mm. Imagine your 5-year-old, 4-year-old kids going, oh, look, here's your mommy naked. What are they going to say?
But in the context of your mom being a global superstar,
but you know,
massive
what?
Celebrity, maybe it's a different narrative.
But all the celebrity kids hang out together, so imagine
Julia
Roberts'
mothers,
kid saying, oh, look at you, but my mom is smiling, look at your mom is naked. So all these kids, as you know, they go to the same school.
Kids are kids,
but okay. It's a fair point.
That's my only concern, and I mean, there is a certain... There's like a, like, you know, there's a certain like decency thing that should come once you reach a certain age where I think, or this, you become a mom of two. I think you need to just like calm down. I'm not saying don't be sexy, become a prude. I'm just saying just like rein it in a bit. You know, just rein it in a bit. Just a little bit. I'm not saying don't be sexy. Be sexy. Be sexy. But just like rein it in a bit.
But she's got a hot body. Yo.
No, for sure. But I mean, does she need to show all of it to us? I mean, Bette Midler said it best. She said in a tweet, like paraphrasing, but she said, the only way Kim Kardashian can show us something new about herself is if she swallowed the camera.
I saw that. I was like,
Mary Lou?
I just feel like, you know, in terms of everyone's standards, it's like a long line, you know, it depends on where in the line do you fit. And I feel like stuff like this, I mean, you do you, girl. I look at Kim K and I'm like, you do you. Because to be honest, stuff like this, like, no one else's actions actually really affect you. I mean, whether you hate a photo or you think it's not decent or you don't think that she's dignified as a mother. But like, at the end of the day, her decision to post that photo has nothing to do with your life. Like, it doesn't really affect me. I mean, just because I support what she's doing, I'm like, hey, you do you. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm going to do it. But it's like, nothing. Look, I don't feel anything.
Her job title as a celebrity is talkability, and she's achieved exactly that. Because look at us here in the bottom of South Africa, in the bottom of Africa, arguing whether she should have posted the picture or not. All right, this has been really cool. That there is the forum. Final words before we wrap this up. It can be on anything, even if you just don't want to shout at one of the drivers on the road earlier. Whatever it is, just hit me.
Okay, I'm supposed to make shout outs to Temsi and Zulu King, because they said they're going to threaten me if I don't.
Okay. Fantastic. There you go. Wada?
Go and read my blog posts on fabufit.co.za. I have a lot to say. I am quite opinionated. And I think I had a bit of an Instagram war with somebody about body image and stuff. And, you know, like, and my main thing is just be kind to your body. Don't do extreme stuff. Don't do crazy things to lose weight and, you know, like, starve yourself. Just do it the natural way. Do it the hard way, but it's going to be worth it because it's going to be easily manageable if you lose it naturally.
Yeah. Power. Mary Lou?
If you like my eyebrows, I'm posting up an eyebrow tutorial on my YouTube channel tomorrow.
Is this?
So check that out.
Yay! This is the one.
Yeah. I've had it since the end of last year, but, like, if you haven't noticed, check it out.
I've already subscribed. I'm on standby for the tutorial. All right. That there is the forum. Mary Lou Waterhartley and Zani Zitkwele, thank you so much for hanging out. That there's the forum every Thursday just after 4.
This is nice.
Johannesburg guy meets British girl.
Hi, I'm John.
Sarah.
British girl returns to Britain.
Mind the gap.
Johannesburg guy misses British girl. Johannesburg guy decides to go get British girl.
Mind the gap.
Will you marry me, Sarah?
Yes.
Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Virgin Atlantic. Tickets on sale now on virginatlantic.com or contact your travel agent.
Nick Hellman on cliffcentral.com.